Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In this town, there is no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Leiter.
He did use the 2 7th-round picks, which, from my perspective, is a cardinal sin.
Because it made you stay later?
Well, Andrew Barry and I had a conversation about this on Saturday. It may or may not have got back to him that I was withholding my executive of the year vote.
He lost a lot of sleep over that one.
Totally lost a lot of sleep, but he tried. He actually tried to trade the picks.
Ah.
And here's Barry recapping the draft, including the fact that they actually got through a draft where he did not make a trade at all. He used every pick where they stood.
It wasn't for a lack of effort, I can assure you. We were talking about that as we were coming downstairs. It's like, man, this is the first draft that we haven't executed a trade. I blame it on Kwesi, and you can quote me on that, because Kevin was joking. He's like, I've never heard two people talk more about trades involving 7th-round picks than the two of you and not get a deal done. But we had a number of opportunities where we were either trying to move around today, and you know, like we talked about yesterday, we had a couple opportunities, but it just didn't make sense for whatever reason. But I would not say that that's going to be the new MO. Truthfully, I do, Daryl. I certainly hope so. But we feel good about the health and depth of the roster. We won't know till we get to the fall, because you know, as I say every year, guys surprise you in both directions. And things change fast in the NFL, you know, as we see. So, as we sit here today, though, we're happy with where we stand. We're not satisfied, and we know that we still have work to do and areas to bolster and supplement. But we do feel good about the health as we stand today. Everyone's going to say they accomplished what they intended to accomplish, but the truth is none of us actually know. All we can say is we tried to make the best decisions, that were at the moments that they were placed in front of us. I think we had some goals in terms of pick management or resource management that we weren't afforded the right opportunity to execute on. But that being said, we're happy with the group of players that we're bringing in.
All right, so there you have it. I mean, he gave you what he thought about the 7th-rounders and everything you needed to know, I think, about the draft in general. Daryl, and we kind of alluded to it in the beginning, but so you get to get 4 guys on defense, 3 guys on offense. Just kind of the dam doesn't have a whole lot of holes, and it wasn't like they needed cement or putty or anything. They just put little pieces of bubble gum in the dam, I thought, for this draft.
Yeah. And that's really what it was about. And, as I had been alluding to, Andy, this is not a draft where these kids are going to be expected to come in and have major roles right away. This is about bringing guys in who have a tremendous ceiling that they can work with, the assistant coaches can work with, and they can develop them. And again, that's not to say that you're not going to see them this fall, but it's just that the fate of the season does not rest on the shoulders of these young men. But I love the addition of Michael Hall to that defensive line group. Zinter gives you some more depth behind Joel Bitonio and Wyatt Teller. We'll see if he ends up on the right or the left side there. Jamari Thrash, Jeff Phelps is probably doing cartwheels. That's another young wide receiver added to the mix, by the way. Five drafts for Andrew Berry, five wide receivers taken. Two of them have already washed out, Anthony Schwartz and Donovan Peoples-Jones. I think another guy's about to wash out in David Bell. We'll see.
I hope not.
I asked Berry specifically about the fact that he's taking these receivers and if it's a byproduct of, hey, you're trying to find get one of these guys to stick. And
did he say, Daryl, at least I waited till the fifth round and not the third round this year?
Well, but here's the thing. From my standpoint, I'd like to see a receiver taken higher because it's a higher probability of success. Whereas it's hard to criticize when it's third, fourth, fifth, sixth round picks that aren't making it, Andy. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's easy to say,
I got to tell you,
five, Daryl, and two are already gone. Because
when I look at wide receivers, though, I just don't understand the infatuation with having multiple receivers 6 foot and under. A wide receiver, a good one's going to be at least 6'1", maybe 6'2".
Cedric Tillman's not sure.
No, I know, and they grabbed him, but I mean, and it's not just Barry. It's the last couple general managers that have just fallen in love with 6 foot wide receivers. That doesn't do it for me. I want a little bit more.
Hey, unlike Ray Farmer, at least Andrew Berry likes adding to the wide receiver core.
Well, Ray didn't even care about wide receivers at all. Wide receivers, dime a dozen. They're not a dime a dozen.
They're not.
No, I know. I hear you. All right, give me your other thoughts on this draft here, too.
I had mentioned that I felt linebacker was somewhere where they needed to add a little depth. They do that with the kid out of Mississippi State, Nathaniel Wilson. He was a finalist for the Butkus Award. This is a third team AP.
Should I ask why sixth round with him, Daryl?
He had a few off the field issues.
Okay. All right. Sorry. I'm unaware of that.
I believe one of those was a DUI last May. He had some red flags in his background, but Barry was asked about those, in the press conference over the weekend. And he said that they're very comfortable with the red flags, that they're not really concerned those issues. They're pretty confident with him.
Let's be honest.
Just to be specific here, because I don't want to speak in generalities, obviously, right, when we're talking about red flags. So I want to be fair, want to be specific. Right. And I want to give a hat tip to my good friend, Dane Brugler from The Athletic. He puts out that outstanding draft guide. He calls it the beast every year. He had noted in Watson's profile that he was arrested on suspicion of DUI last May. He was also arrested during high school, where he was charged with felony first-degree assault and traffic violations after an alleged drag racing incident. So those were the red flags that were in his.
Let's be really honest, Daryl. If it came to the flags on a player, I mean, the Browns would win every NASCAR race. It doesn't really matter at this point.
Yeah.
To me, that sounds like, maybe I shouldn't go down this road or not, but those sound like young, immature,
right,
irresponsible things that, yeah, you know, and that's how I think you find steals in the draft. And, you know, we laughed about, you know, well, you know, maybe you get lucky and you find a guy that took a bong hit with a gas mask on.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got
you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Yeah.
And then you're one of the best players in the league, and no one talks about that anymore.
And part of it's
a little bit luck, you know.
And that particular substance has been normalized and legalized through much of the country. One touch real quick on the seventh round picks here, Andy.
Sure. Yep.
You mentioned Miles Harden from mm-hmm. South Dakota, the corner there. I think he's got a chance to help out on special teams, along with Jawan Briggs from Cincinnati, another defensive tackle there. And Barry did admit that, yeah, that's something that they were wrestling with when they were doing some of these evaluations, because let's be honest about it, younger players, the expectation is that they're going to be able to contribute in some way, shape, or form on special teams. The special teams roles are changing now, right? With the new kickoff.
Yeah, I am really curious how this is going to look.
Yeah, so Barry did concede that that's the you know, being stuck between the rock and the hard place when trying to make some of these projections and evaluations and selections, the consideration of this new kickoff rule and whether or not these kids might be able to help out on those particular units. So there you go. That's the class of 2024, six members, as you alluded to earlier, six of them on the defensive side of the ball, or I should say four of them on the defensive side of the ball, two of them on the offensive side of things. And again, these are players that hopefully will develop into starters in 2025, 2026, as they now have that Ferris wheel, as we heard Andrew Barry answer my question about. I had asked him there about whether or not the organization had reached that point where they can naturally churn over the roster themselves, as opposed to where he's having to use draft picks to fix holes in the dam, right? But because when he took over as GM, yeah, the Browns were in pretty good shape, but there were things he needed to really address and patch, and it was some short-term fixes, some long-term, try and find some long-term fixes and things like that. And now they're at a spot where they can organically build their depth with some of these draft picks. And as I said earlier, next year is when we're going to have a draft class where you're expecting two, maybe three guys to be able to step into either starting roles or significant reserve roles to contribute and help this football team keep winning games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.